From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited the Chinese city of Dalian this week and met with President Xi Jinping, that according to the official Xinhua News Agency, on Tuesday. During the visit on Monday and Tuesday, Mr. Kim told Xi he hoped relevant parties would take phased and synchronized measures to realize denuclearization and lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula. She hosted a banquet and told Mr. Kim of his support for North Korea's strategic shift towards economic development, that also according to the Xinhua News Agency. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce his decision on whether to stay in or leave the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, which is also commonly referred to as the Iran nuclear deal. VOA's Cindy Sain has a preview.
Most experts say Trump will likely announce that he will not renew a 120-day waiver of sanctions the U.S. Congress previously imposed on Iran, signaling that the United States will pull out of the landmark nuclear deal negotiated under former President Barack Obama. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Armenia's parliament has elected opposition lawmaker Nikol Pashinyan as the country's new prime minister, VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
His election by a 59-42 vote on Tuesday overcomes one hurdle in resolving the crisis, but the Republican Party that he opposed retains a majority in parliament. The Republican Party said last week that it would support any candidate nominated by a third of the deputies and that it would not put forth its own candidate.
That was Luis Ramirez reporting. This is VOA News. The Trump administration will be sending Congress a proposal to slash more than $15 billion from the federal budget. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
With Republican Party conservatives outraged by this year's $1.3 trillion catch-all spending bill, the White House is expected to send Congress a package of spending cuts today of about $15 billion. This so-called rescissions package would take back spending that Congress authorized years ago. Insiders say a large chunk, about $7 billion, would come from unused funding in the Children's Health Insurance Program. This proposal does not target any funding that was approved for this year's spending bill. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ahead of her confirmation hearing Wednesday, the White House said Acting Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel's commitment to the agency makes her the best person for the job.
She wants to do everything she can to protect the safety and security of Americans, which is why she is 100% committed to going through this confirmation process and being confirmed as the next leader of the CIA.
The 61-year-old veteran agency operative offered to withdraw from consideration for the permanent position amid concerns about her involvement in previous harsh interrogation programs. But U.S. President Donald Trump, according to administration officials, has encouraged her to hold firm. Two new cracks in the ground emitting lava and gas have opened up in a Hawaiian community where 35 structures have burned down. Officials say there are 12 fissures in the Leilani Estates. This resident describes their up-close experience with the natural disaster.
Yesterday when we went, we were looking at the volcano and you could hear it. It's like a freight train and a huge wave coming at you, It was very scary.
Residents of the evacuated subdivision are being allowed back in to check on their properties from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day until further notice. But officials say residents must be prepared to leave on short notice. China's exports rebounded in April and its potentially sensitive monthly trade surplus with the United States grew for the first time in 5 months as Beijing and Washington haggled over the chronic imbalance. China's foreign ministry said that a planned visit by President Xi Jinping's top economic advisor to Washington next week shows the United States hopes to reach a consensus with Beijing on trade and economic issues. U.S. officials visited Beijing last week for talks on cooling rising tensions between the world's two largest economies over trade and technology issues. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.